Hi, I'm Martin, and you are listening to Kaput Radio. Once again, I leave it to you, listeners, to decode the collage with well-known contemporary and past voices, because you are very clever. I'm sure of that.
Clearly, why their sons and daughters are still in Afghanistan.
They don't quite understand why we're there at this point. It's 10 years since 9/11, almost 11. He has to find a way of managing Afghanistan in a way that doesn't look like it's a retreat or a surrender or a failure.
Difficult to understand many aspects of Ansata conduct. Much of their behavioral norm would be defined by my program as unnecessary and unacceptable.
By my program as well, Data.
But if that is so, Captain, why are their methods so often successful? I've been reviewing the history of armed rebellion, and it appears that terrorism is an effective way to promote political change.
Yes, it can be. But I have never subscribed to the theory that political power flows from the battle of a gun.
Yet there are numerous examples when it was successful. The independence of the Mexican state from Spain, the Irish unification of 2024, and the Kenzie Rebellion.
Yes, I'm aware of them.
Then would it be accurate to say that terrorism is acceptable when all options for peaceful settlement have been foreclosed?
These are questions that mankind has been struggling with throughout history. Your confusion is only human.
The IBBC has purchased billions of dollars worth of Silkworm missiles from the People's Republic of China, which they have pre-sold to clients in the Middle East, contingent upon the missiles being equipped with Vulcan guidance systems.
But why is the bank committing so much of its capital and resources to the sale of these missiles?
It's a test. Small arms are the only weapons used in 99% of the world's conflicts. And no one has the capacity to manufacture them faster and cheaper than China. What Skarsen is attempting to do is to make the IBBC the exclusive broker of Chinese small arms to the Third World.
Yeah, but billions of dollars invested simply to be a broker. There can't be that much profit for them.
No, this is not about making profit from weapon sales. It's about control.
Control the flow of weapons, control the conflict.
No. The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
If there can be a legacy, it is the belief and the knowledge that as the years have gone by, has never eliminated the threat of terrorism.
Malnourishment has taken its toll in Afghanistan. An increasing number of newborn babies there are being diagnosed with a condition known as stunting.
Being tragic and disturbing incidents, everything needs to be done on the Afghan side to deal with the possibility of insider attacks.
Green and blue, Kelly and Aqua. Green and blue, inside game. Me and you, not even a fatwa. Which is brew, so glad you came. No one knew how this could happen. War so new, doctrine of one. Green on blue, is this how it ends up? Blue withdraws, spin unspun. Green on blue, why do they hate us? Green on blue, Afghans on Yanks, we're so through. Don't tell Petraeus. Green on blue, but where's the thanks? Lost a slew of brothers and sisters, saving folks who don't want to be saved. One thing's true, we've learned our lesson. Blue gets to leave, green has to stay. Green on blue, not what was promised. Some say it's civics, some say it's math. Commies and Brits, they learned it the hard way. History has the last little laugh.
The Israeli government is its biggest customer. Why would he agree to help us provide missiles to the Iranians and Syrians that have a first strike capability against the Israelis?
I know, Sunna. I believe he has every intention of selling you the guidance systems, because he has already provided the Israelis with the countermeasures to defeat them.
Would the Turk really play such a dangerous game?
We are. The only way we can make this work is to guarantee that Sunna keeps this information in complete confidence. If our buyers find out that missiles are worthless, they'll pull all their orders and this bank will be left insolvent.
Make the call.
What we do not want to do is give our allies reason to trust us less, and our enemies more. We don't want to embolden our enemies to hold and wait out for us and then take over.
Martha, that's a bizarre statement.
That's why we want to make sure. No,
that's a bizarre statement. Sure, since 49 of our allies, hear me, 49 of our allies, 49 of our allies.
But we have soldiers and Marines, we have Afghan forces murdering our forces over there. The Taliban is, do you think, taking advantage of this timeline?
Well, look, the Taliban, Baghdad in the case of Iraq, and Kabul in the case of Afghanistan, they're happy to let us continue to do the job.
Step up, step up.
Want some fucking justice.
Executing me won't change anything. There will be 100 other bankers to take my place. Everything will continue.
Australian troops.
Big, juicy, decisive win.
Baruzgan is a broad church, and we must all work together.
They have fought side by side, shona by shona, as green and blue together, and there remains work to be done, and we will be here to do it with you.
There will continue to be challenges here.
We will be judged on our deeds, not our words, and I look forward to continuing our mission forthwith.
Now, I know in these days of budget restrictions that we're not at this point raising glasses of champagne.
I'm here today is just to say a big thank you to you on behalf of the Australian nation for everything that you do. The absence of hot showers, I've been I've been briefed on that. I did say I thought that was a bit harsh, but, you know, the commander's the commander.
The real sacrifices are much greater, not least from green-on-blue or insider attacks. Australians and others killed by the Afghan soldiers they came here to train. Julia Gillard flew into the airbase in Kabul.
You're most welcome here. It's always wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
Thanking you, Australia, and the leadership of your great country for all of the magnificent contributions it's made to this campaign.
Recent assessments of the state of Afghanistan have been grim. One-time force commander General John Cantwell believes the war will end badly.
I get to come here and see this part of the world through the eyes of our military personnel who are working here, and they tell me we are making progress.
Well, it may not be legal, but it should as heck makes me safer. And it may not yield useful intel, at least that's what they say. But it's a pleasure.
Classified.
Let's go. It's not torture if I say it ain't.
So, if you have a traditional perception of terrorism, it would be that it's one of criminality, one of war. So, how are you going to respond to it? Naturally, it will follow that you meet kind with kind. You fight it. If you have a more modernist approach and your perception of terrorism is almost cause and effect, then naturally from that, the responses that come out of it are much more asymmetrical. You could be looking there at poverty, injustice, all those sorts of things which feed terrorism.
Surfing 'cause you can't get off if you want to. And it's really hard work, but for us it feels much more like play.
Every multinational corporation, everyone, they all need banks like the IBBC so that they can operate within the black and grey latitudes.
Let's go for it. It's not torture if I say it ain't.
The IBBC is specifically structured to handle the particular needs of your type of organization. Of course, we can give you better rates in terms of any other competitors. We can offer you much more. Weapons, intelligence, logistical support. Basically everything that the Revolutionary Freedom Front would need to revive itself.
But in exchange for what? You must understand, the RFF has no money.
Money is not this institution's primary medium of exchange.
What are you proposing exactly?
We believe that with the right kind of direction and support, the RFF could become a very influential force in your country. Perhaps potent enough to stage a successful coup in the coming months.
And if this were possible, what does your bank hope to gain from it?
The gratitude, consideration of a very influential friend.
Terrorists are gonna have some fun. Keep America number one.
My love depends on you. If you do not do precisely as instructed, by 4 p.m. this afternoon, I will be... I will be executed.
What do they want? Money? Release a jihadi? Scrap Third World Debt?
There is only one demand. And it is a simple one. At 4 p.m. this afternoon... Prime Minister Michael Callow must appear on live British television, on all networks, terrestrial and satellite. And... No. On all British networks, terrestrial and satellite, and have full, unsympathetic sexual intercourse with a pig. I don't understand.
Why are you doing this? This is a joke, right? Ha ha, Mike, ho ho.
It's real.
pig. Sex with a pig. They want me to have sex with a pig.
Live on television this afternoon.
But what? Who?
We're checking with our embedded operatives, compiling a list of suspects as we speak.
Meanwhile, the demand has been made, and there's not long to formulate our response.
Well, I'm not fucking a pig. Page one, that's not happening.
Absolutely, sir.
In America, religion is a private matter and must not be brought into political issues.
Whole binders full of women.
He totally gets working women, like myself.
My plan won't work.
But I think there's another answer to your question, which I should like to give. Actually, if you take the average American, and studies have shown that, he is really concerned only with private affairs. That is to say, with his health, his money, and family affairs. He is not concerned with his society. He talks about it. But, you know, if one speaks of being concerned, I mean something about which one loses one's sleep sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the average American never loses his sleep about affairs which relate to his society and to our whole country. That is to say, I mean, he has separated his private life from his existence as a member of his society and leaves that to the specialists in the government to take care of.
Among the many swing states that will determine this November's presidential election, Florida has proven throughout recent history to be one of the key battlegrounds for candidates to win. The challenge for both candidates right now is finding a way to appeal to Florida's young voters, those in the 70 to 80-year-old range, while also addressing the needs of the older 81 to 95-year-old demographic.
Too big to fail is, of course, an insurance policy. It exacerbates a built-in inefficiency of markets, inherent in markets. So, for example, if, say, you sell me a car, if we're paying attention, maybe we'll make a good deal for ourselves, but we don't take into account the effect on others. And there's an effect. So if I have a car, increases congestion and pollution and price of gas goes up. These may seem small, but when you add them up over a large number of people, they're large. Well, in the case of banks and investment firms, there's a name for it. It's called systemic risk, which is underpriced. So if Goldman Sachs makes a loan, they take into account what happens to them if the loan goes sour, but they don't take into account, and that's a fact about markets, they don't take into account the systemic risk, the effects on the whole system, if the loan goes sour. Well, that alone is enough to guarantee crises, repeated crises. And there's nothing surprising about it. It's well known to economists. About 10 years ago, there was a good book on the topic by two very good, well-known economists, John Eadwell and Lance Taylor, called Global Finance at Risk, simply pointing out that the property of markets that underprices risk by ignoring systemic risk is bound to cause crises, as it has in the past. Well, that was ignored. There was also a famous comment by Alan Greenspan, or St. Alan, as he was called in those days, in which he made some comment about irrational exuberance. And that was during the tech bubble of the late 90s, before that crashed and followed by the next bubble. And he's been criticized recently for not having acted on that comment, but that's the wrong criticism. He was incorrect. It's not irrational exuberance. It's very rational exuberance. It's very rational to take huge risks, make a lot of profit, and if anything goes wrong, go to the friendly taxpayer to bail you out because you're too big to fail. That's the way the system works.
Hello, Hauser.
Hello, Mr. Vice President.
I haven't been Vice President for 5 months. Otherwise, this all might be a conflict of interest. As you know, Tamerlane, the U.S. government, and I in particular were cleared of any and all violations of federal, state, and international laws by the Silverman-James Bipartisan Committee. Just read the report.
I'm sure anything you weren't supposed to be doing, you were cleared of, sir.
And of course, I was preemptively pardoned by the President. Anyway, I got the snapshots. Love your work. We're all big fans.
Yes.
Let's see if the goddamn crowds are so anxious to cross us in the Security Council now.
I seem to be heading southeast. Where am I going?
Hope you like the smell of fresh liberation.
Tajikistan. What's the gig?
Omar Sharif.
Omar Sharif?
Yeah. CEO of Ujigas, the Ujikistani conglomerate. Son of a bitch is trying to build a pipeline through his own sheep fucking country. We didn't liberate Tajikistan to get hustled by some cocksucking fezhead hauser. Terminate. Do that voodoo that you do so well. You'll be working directly under the viceroy just appointed by the president. His identity is still being withheld until further notice. It's on a need-to-know basis.
And no one needs to know.
He asked for you personally.
What's my cover?
Trade show producer.
Trade show? What show? What show? What show?
Oh, it's going to be huge, Hauser. Tamerlane is sponsoring a trade expo, Brand USA. It's our big launch bringing democracy to this part of the world. Plus, now that we bombed the shit out of them, well, there's a lot of rebuilding to do.
Shows a nice spirit.
Well, somebody has to help these poor people. This moment presents a great opportunity for Tamerlane and the United States, for that matter. Not to mention the people of Tajikistan. And to top it all off, there's going to be a gala wedding. Isn't that great?
Seems like a pretty elaborate cover. Am I actually going to be responsible for all that shit?
This is a historic moment, Hauser. The first war ever to be 100% outsourced to private enterprise. Tamerlane jets, Tamerlane tanks, Tamerlane soldiers. And to top it all off, the Brand USA Expo. It's your show, baby.
As combat soldiers, as warriors, it's very hard for them to admit they have a problem.
A lot of people were making a lot of money, making a lot of very irresponsible loans to, frankly, vulnerable parts of our population that didn't understand these mortgages to begin with, and regulators did not step in to stop it. We didn't raise bank capital requirements. We didn't constrain the ability of large financial institutions to use leverage, to use borrowed money to support their risk-taking. Instead, government took a lot of actions to allow investment banks in particular to take on even more leverage and fund their operations with borrowed money instead of their own equity capital. The Federal Reserve Board had the authority to set mortgage lending standards across the board for everyone, banks, non-banks, mortgage brokers. They didn't do that. Just said that nobody's going to regulate derivatives. The SEC couldn't regulate them. The CFTC couldn't, over off-exchange derivatives. The SEC, the CFTC, even state insurance regulators were told hands off.
This is the 22nd European Crisis Summit.
The urgent element now is setting up a single supervisory mechanism.
The 3 a.m. news conference seemed to pose more questions than provide answers.
Do you think the prosecution of financial executives should be high on the electoral agenda for the 2012 presidential race?
If the most elite financial bankers can continue to get away with these kinds of frauds that lead to catastrophic losses and make you wealthy as the CEO simultaneously, then they'll keep doing it. And they'll do it bigger.
If the statute of limitations runs out and there's no prosecution of financial executives, what impact do you think that will have on American democracy?
It's a terrible signal that we have a two-tier justice system where people at the top are able to behave in this way and achieve immunity, and it's just not fair and it's not right.
Justice only works if it applies equally to all. We've seen very selective criminal prosecution in the financial area, and that really undermines the legitimacy of our government.
Marx is concerned with the question of labor and capital. Now, capital is debt. It's amassed wealth. Labor is alive.
The next election campaign will be the filthiest and the most personal in living memory.
Just a little background for the crowd. Every 4 years, the corporations allow us to go through a charade here that we call an election to decide which oil companies can get the most money. And we're doing it right now. It's kind of a reality show contest thingy that we do. It was Mitt Romney, who's a well-known Mormon game show host and philanthropist, versus Barack Obama, who was a preoccupied office seeker.
Once again, unable to contain their anger at the harsh austerity conditions imposed on them by Europe.
What do you think, if you consider it from perhaps the most pessimistic point of view, will happen if these changes don't take place?
I think that's not only me who is thinking that.
the world will blow itself to pieces. If you consider the madness of constructing ever more destructive weapons, the stupidity of politicians who are out for power more than for the welfare of their country or even of their family, which would also be destroyed if this happens, well, then I think there is little possibility and else but that we just destroy ourselves. Cosmically speaking, that would be an event without great significance.
This is the former vice president speaking. In response to the cowardly and unprovoked terrorist attack on the Emerald City Mall, Tamerlane Industries is pleased to announce that it has been awarded the contract to preemptively strike Tajikistan, which intelligence has confirmed is behind this and hundreds of other attacks in Tajikistan. America cannot stand idly by and allow hostile foreign powers to meddle in Tajiki affairs. Intelligence has also conclusively stated that the Tajikis are developing a nuclear arsenal, and we cannot let the smoking gun come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
All four local battalions trained by Australia are expected to start operating independently by the end of the year.
Irrational strivings, as he thought, mainly of a sexual nature. But I think, especially today, one can see the sexual strivings are not so particularly repressed, but what we do repress is the knowledge of the truth. We know much more than we admit, because if we admit to this knowledge, we are in a very uncomfortable situation, because then we see that most of what we hear is mere swindle, distortion, illusion, and that a word of truth is rare. And so we prefer to repress what we know, what the truth is, what the reality is. And I think that is today a much more important and damaging kind of repression than the one Freud was speaking about, the repression of sexual strivings.
Naval drills in the East China Sea. It's unclear where the exercises are taking place, but they're likely to strain already tense relations with Japan over tiny islands known as the Diaoyus in China and the Senkakus in Japan, which both nations claim.
It's an exercise China says is necessary to protect its territory. China and Japan are in a territorial dispute over the sovereignty of a chain of islands near the waters where the exercise is taking place. There are reports that the country plans to hold a joint military exercise with the United States in the coming weeks, one that will include the retaking of a remote island.
Details of this show and other shows of the Kaput X Radio series can be found at radioforall.net.
Want some fucking justice?
Executing me won't change anything. There will be 100 other bankers to take my place. Everything will continue.